Growing Bioplastics. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Oh, super excited. This is one of the first competitions that we've had that's really, I would say, a serious validation from the first industry that we're looking to get into, and that is the agriculture space.
32-year-old Tony Bova and his partner Jeff Beagle have an upstart company called Grow Bioplastics in Knoxville, and they've been announced as one of four finalists in the American Farm Bureau's Rural Entrepreneurship Challenge that will take place in January. Their product they are developing would take the place of petroleum-based mulching plastic with a plastic that would be biodegradable.
There's a demonstrated need for a more sustainable alternative than oil-based plastics. So our goal is to be able to have a material that not only could they plow into the ground at the end of their growing season and just bury where it would break down naturally, but also be cost competitive with the oil-based plastics.
Tony Bova says Grow Bioplastics has proven that the new plastic will work in the lab. Now they're looking to manufacture scaled-up versions that can be tested in real farming situations.
We're also really interested in taking that same plastic and using it in other forms, like a lot of the pots that are used in the greenhouse and nursery industries. We have a goal of seeing if we can make these plastics into a pot that you can just plant in the ground, not need to remove the root bulb or anything like that, and have it break down naturally.
Growing up in Northeast Ohio, Bova says he doesn't have a farming background, but because of his interest in what he calls green chemistry, he's interested in using science to help protect the environment. He's currently working on his PhD in energy science and engineering at the Bredesen Center, and as a finalist in Farm Bureau's Rural Challenge, Grow Bioplastics receives $15,000 with a chance to win an additional $15,000 as they compete in January for Rural Entrepreneur of the Year. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.